Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yes, exactly.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had the Desperado play. That's when we put Rossi in.
Hey, gentlemen, I think you're funny.
Yeah, I already got my T-shirt made for the next Super Bowl. It says, hey, Bill, just let the players play.
Let the players play. It is noon 30.
Write that down.
Just past noon 30 here on Dale and Keefe. Well, Kiefer Madness
Tuesday.
Time.
Forget where we were from.
I was like,
there?
Do I say WEEI? Do I say Dale and Keefe? What do you want me to say?
Timeline.
Oh, no. The reason I wanted to say this real quick was, so you heard the Kawhi Leonard.
That?
Did you see when Toronto was in Milwaukee the other night? Every time there was a turnover, they played that?
I know.
That was
excellent
pretty,
work.
That
seemed
was
a little harsh.
That was actually pretty funny. We got a story out in Oregon, Dale, that we need to tell you about. There was a gentleman that had an issue at one of these fast food places. We're going to call it Burger King because that's where it was. And
good reason, Rich.
It's got nothing to do with the food or whatever, but this is a gentleman had a bit of an issue out in Oregon. One issue led to another, so let's get to it.
An Oregon man is suing Burger King for backing out of a Meals for Life deal.
Let me stop you right there. A Meals for Life deal.
There is a program that allows you to do that?
Well, if you sue them, you might be able to get Meals for Life.
I've never heard of this Meals for Life
deal. Meals for Life at any place, I feel like, would be a little overkill.
Well, it depends.
Although, that's true.
Free it's for me. I want that.
That's true. Would you eat there every single day?
Honestly, yes.
Like, if you have one of those cards,
no,
that some people
would
have,
not.
You would eat at one place every single day?
If it was free, I never had to pay for it?
That's right.
Yes.
Really?
I make it work.
Maybe. There's enough on some of these menus that maybe you could.
Especially nowadays, these fast food restaurants, every day they're coming out with some new item or some new menu that, like,
that's
is
true.
Healthier.
And you could get whatever you wanted. Or could you?
Oh.
See, there could be a little bit of a loophole. Because you hear Meals for Life, and you're thinking, I just show up anytime I want. 3 meals a day I could have there. Well, maybe not so fast.
Is suing Burger King for backing out of a Meals for Life deal. Curtis Bruner says the fast food giant offered the deal because he got locked in the bathroom for more than an hour at a chain restaurant in Wood Village last month.
Wait.
So what this...
Is the Meals for Life being served in the bathroom?
No, he got out, Dale. He got out of there.
Thank God.
But this...
Thoughts and prayers were answered.
Gentlemen, this scholar found himself locked into a bathroom.
Was he locked in or was he too large to get through the door?
Dale, that could be the case as well. But think about that. You're in there for an hour and you're going to parlay that into Meals for Life? I feel that's a decent deal. Would you sit in a bathroom for an hour by yourself for Meals for Life at any place?
I would at my house. I mean,
that bathroom. A fast food bathroom.
No.
Rossi would do it in a second. Rossi's
yes.
on his way out the door
I
right now.
Do it for
see if
five
he can do
hours.
It. Rossi's going to lock himself in there. 5 hours?
For free meals
you would
for
sit
life?
In...
A day. I do it like going to jail for a day.
You would do 5 hours a day?
No, I do an entire day, 24 hours in a bathroom.
What?
For
no
free meals
for
life?
No one's asking you to do 24 hours.
I'm up
now
in
you're
the
doing 24
empty.
Hours? Well, that sounds
1 hour
reckless.
Is, 1 hour
if anything.
Is easy. That's not even
one,
a problem.
No, 1 hour really doesn't seem that bad.
I've been there before.
You've been stuck in a bathroom for an hour?
I wouldn't say I was stuck, but...
You locked yourself
I've,
in.
I've spent some time in some bathrooms.
All right. Okay.
He got locked in the bathroom for more than an hour at a chain restaurant in Wood Village last month.
So let's hear from this gentleman's lawyer. We're going to hear from the guy's lawyer who got him this sweet, sweet deal.
I think we'll reach a fair settlement. It's not the crime of the century, but my client...
Well, to put it mildly,
sir, it's not a crime?
He got locked in the bathroom.
Wait a minute, a crime?
He locked himself in the bathroom.
Well, I was going to say, if the restaurant employees locked him in,
right.
then we got a case here.
We do find out a few more details here, but that's what happened. He was just locked in the bathroom, so it's certainly not the crime of the century.
It's not the crime of the century, but my client was presented with an offer. He accepted it, and a deal is a deal.
Bruner and his attorney are suing for about $9,000 or the cost of one burger meal a week until he turns 72. The franchise owner of the restaurant has not commented on the lawsuit.
One burger meal a week until
one
he's...
One burger meal a week? Well, that is not food for life.
No, this sounds better. I mean, if it was every day, it's like, no.
Every day.
No, I'm not interested.
But now you can only...
Once a week?
I feel like that's barely a deal, though. So once a week, you can go in there and get a burger for like... It's the burger meal. So what is that? $8
Burger,
bucks,
fries,
$5
and a drink, right?
Yeah. One a week, though?
Yeah, this is not the deal we were talking
this
about.
This lawyer, I don't think, is all that good.
Rossi's no longer sitting in that bathroom for 24 hours to get a burger meal a week.
Not for a week.
How about the co-anchor here being kind of disgusted?
For about $9,000 or the cost of one burger meal a week.
Just snickering.
Oh, please. Oh. Now, we have more from the lawyer here. We're going to get a little bit more on this story because there's more layers to this.
Went to the restroom, washed his hands, and when he went to pull the door, it wouldn't open. They eventually gave him a fly swatter to try to jimmy the door open with.
And then he set himself on fire. And that's why we're suing the place for every penny.
No, wait. Was he locked in the bathroom or was he locked in the stall?
He was
locked. Because a fly swatter is not going to help you with the bathroom door.
That's a good question.
It was a bathroom, like an entire bathroom. It was a handicap bathroom he was in.
It was like, you know, like those one-person bathrooms.
Okay, so it was a whole bathroom.
Like,
okay, yeah.
And so they're like, here, take this fly swatter. Here, use this. Why don't you just give him like a whopper? Just give him a whopper to get
out.
You
couldn't squeeze it under the door.
No,
it's
I guess
hard.
That's true.
To pull the door, it wouldn't open. They eventually gave him a fly swatter to try to jimmy the door open with, which actually cut his hand.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they gave him a foreign object, which he cut himself with. And then that's where the one burger meal per week for life has come into play.
It was not a pleasant experience for him, and it shook him. And
so he was shook.
Come on.
Dale, he was shook.
Okay.
He was shook.
And he spent an hour in the restaurant afterwards gaining his composure.
Or was he eating his feelings?
And wolfing down a couple of Big Macs.
He had to gather his feelings for an
you know
hour?
There was a shake involved?
There was definitely, nice thick shake. I could go for one of those.
I will
right
say,
now.
BK?
Yes.
Kills it on the shake game.
Yes, they do. I would love one right now.
And to make things right, Burger King offered him basically free food for the rest of his life.
Kind of, though.
A burger meal a week for the rest of your life. By the way, if they offered that and he accepted it,
that's on him.
We're done.
Yeah, that's on him.
We're all good.
Yeah, fine.
Should he come into the restaurant? I think there are some funny elements to the case. There's nothing funny about being locked in a dank bathroom for over an hour.
A dank bathroom.
Now we're talking about the cleanliness standards in the restaurant.
Yeah, now you're putting that out
dank
there.
Dank has several different meanings.
It does.
We're
going to move along.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about...
We're like, this fat tub of lard, we would be fortunate to see his 70s.
He makes
There's
72.
No chance. Like, 72. We put him at 72. We ran it through the processor. We said he could, burgers for life. That's till he's 72.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
Which, again, it's all circular here.
You know,
it all
based
goes right
on how
back.
Many of these burgers he's wolfing down.
I mean, the more you feed this guy, the less you're going to eventually have to feed this guy. They should have said a burger a day or two burgers a day. Then you're not paying him until he's 72. The gentleman's 50, I believe. Oh. And so you'd be doing it for another 5 years.
I used to get paid to eat burgers. And no one ever told me. Well, I assumed I wouldn't live forever. But like,
did they try to... Put a year on you?
No, they didn't say,
an expiration
you're only going to make it
date?
To 70.
They didn't
but I also
there?
Didn't get locked in a bathroom.
No, that's true.
In a
that's
fly swatter.
You're very different than this gentleman.
2 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers. I think we'll reach a fair settlement. It's not the crime of the century, but my client was presented with an offer. He accepted it, and a deal is a deal.
So good luck to you, sir.
So they've offered the deal.
Yes.
He's accepted it. What's the beef here? Sorry about the pun, but I mean, what's the beef? Is there a conflict here?
I don't know.
They've offered the deal. He's accepted it.
Right.
Why do we need this lawyer?
I think maybe. Well,
they're trying to take
per percentage. What does he get? Fries? What does he get?
Wait! They're trying to renege on their deal.
Yes, that was the original news story. I don't think the guy ever circled back.
No, he never got there. But
he started
you mentioned
off
it at the
story.
Beginning. Yeah, you mentioned it at the beginning. This.
So they're
did.
Trying to.
Well, then they're wrong.
Suing
they offered
Burger
the
King
deal. He took it.
Out.
Yeah, yeah. See right here.
Suing Burger King for backing out of a Meals for Life deal.
Now I'm totally on this guy's side.
They're backing out. You guys agreed to it.
Yes, you offered it to him. He accepted it.
Well, because they probably
give the man his burger.
He's been showing up every Monday at noon. Like I'm here for my meal. And they're like, oh my God, this guy again? You kidding me with this guy again? So there's this, that's out in Oregon. You got to be careful out there.
See, I'm now totally on his side.
Burger King pulled a Josh McDaniels.
I don't know that that's how I was looking
exactly
at it.
That's exactly what happened.
He thought they had a deal. Next thing you know, he's hired a whole bunch of people to, you know, come along with him when he goes in for his meal. And you got to the very end of this whole thing, and all of a sudden I turned. The swerve happened.
No, I know that you did.
The wrestling swerve. I'm now on this tub of goo side. That was probably harsher than I intended it. But
yes,
yeah,
a little bit.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
By the way, that's probably overestimating, too.
Seems high. It does seem a little high.
Based on his consumption of cheeseburgers.
It's nonstop. With this guy. It's nonstop with the burgers, so we agreed on 72.
617-779-7937. Right back to the calls with you coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
An Oregon man is suing Burger King.
It's not the crime of the century, but there are some funny elements to the case. There's nothing funny about being locked in a dank bathroom for over an hour. Burger King offered him basically free food for the rest of his life. We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.